Schlock Talk Radio.
Well, hallelujah, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, December the 28th of 2021. And I'm your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's always a pleasure to be with you every show that I'm with you. It always is a pleasure. It really is. And we're grateful to have you, whatever you're doing, whether you're at home, getting home from work, maybe you're out on your, maybe you're one of those people who took a break near the end of the year, like maybe you're down, one of those snowbirds that went down to Florida. This point you could, at this current time, with how the weather is, you could even go to Georgia, Texas, places like that, and it would still be nice and warm in the 70s. Someone who's been helping me lately, that's been helping me for a little over a month, she's in Texas right now. I'm sure she was leaving Sunday, and I asked her if I could fit in her suitcase. She said no, but ever since she was telling me certain things about Texas, it's, I would be lying if I were to sit here and tell you it doesn't necessarily make me want to go there, because it makes me want to go there even more so than what I had wanted to. Certain things that she said about it, certain things she said about Six Flags and even the malls and that and different things like that. And I went there once almost 10 years ago and really enjoyed it, but the thing is there's other places in the South I really like going, like Tennessee, Georgia, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia. The place where my brother lives, what's there, of course, is my brother. And then they got Radcliffe nearby, which is where my brother's church is. But then Louisville. But then Kentucky also has a place I haven't been to in a few years. This last vacation when I was down there in July, we never drove through Lexington. But anyhow, you know, when I've been hearing her talk about Texas, it not quite, but almost makes me wish that Texas had a climate just like Florida throughout the state. Of course, especially near Galveston or Corpus Christi. You say, Miracle Man, what about Houston? What about Dallas? San Antonio? Well, I didn't make that noise like I'm mad. No, I'm not mad. I was thinking about something. But, folks, the thing is we like being near some kind of natural beauty when we travel. Let me give you a couple examples. When you go to Chattanooga, for example, or you go to Albuquerque in New Mexico, Chattanooga, Tennessee, you know, places like that, you have mountains in and or near these certain cities. Even if you go to Nashville, you can see the big hills in the distance. So there's natural beauty there. If we went to Tampa, Florida, Miami, Fort Myers, it place like that, Jacksonville, you have all the beaches, so you have the beauty of the ocean nearby. Getting to go to very nice beaches. Depending on the type of person, it's always nice when you can have some kind of nice natural component in there and still be near or go to the big city. So it can be nice when you can spend a little bit of time in both environments. That being said, you know, of course, Galveston is like 45 minutes to an hour to the southeast of Houston. I like to call it Houston because of how spread out Houston, the city of Houston, is. In fact, if you go down the right roads, you could drive for 40 miles and still from the northwest to the southeast side and still be in the city of Houston. You could. And if I was originally from Houston, there's something I'd want to do, which my nickname for it would be the McChallenge. Of course, I've lived in that city, and it'd be hard to go to them all in 3 or 4 days, or even 2 or 3 days. What would it be to go to all the McDonald's that had a Houston address? Or at least the Sonic Challenge, maybe. Chick-fil-A Challenge. That doesn't mean you order stuff from them. That can just mean you find them all. But because that might be the city with the most those certain places in America. Houston, Texas. And then they have the big Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo every March. I've been to Dallas during State Fair of Texas. The one time I went to Texas in October. And where was I? Oh, that's right. That's where a good friend of mine is, who's been helping me so much. I can't wait till she gets back next week so she can tell me about what she did there. In fact, I don't know her uncle specifically, but when talking to her about it, I had already given her the nickname Big Tex. No, actually, it was her grandpa. you don't know what Big Tex is, Big Tex is the mascot for the State Fair of Texas. And in my mind, it makes sense because, after all, Texas is the largest state in America in terms of land area after only behind Alaska. It is also the biggest state in the U.S. in terms of population once you exclude California, which sometimes I wish California would go somewhere else, but that's another place for another day. Of course, there's good people in California, but just sometimes, you know. But anyhow, as I said, it's good being with you. I really enjoy you guys all the time, talking to you. And tonight, I figure we would teach a bit on faith and discuss, you know, what is faith. We're calling this Faith for the New Year. Faith for the New Year. What do I want from God for the New Year? Because this today is December the 28th of 2021. Tomorrow, December the 29th of 2021, will be our last show of 2021. And when I come back after that on Monday, that will be January 3rd of 2022. That being said, in other words, being I mentioned all of this, my question would be, you know, what do you want for the new year? What do you want God to do for you in the new year? Do you want to just stay where you were in the new year? Stay where you were this year? What do you want to advance? What are you believing for God to do for you in the new year? And so we're going to talk about faith. And it's going to be real good. We're going to talk about different things. As that is part of, like, what do we want God to do in the new year? And one of the things you can believe God for in the new year, not everything that you put down on your resolutions, she has to be spiritual. Maybe it could be something like, you know, I want a clearer mind. You know, maybe it could be something like, I want this new job. Maybe it could be a certain, maybe you haven't been married before and you want to get married. Maybe you haven't had children, but you want them, and you could write down, you know, I want to have my first baby this year. I'm going to get off on this because then I'll be getting into my message, and moving along, because if I keep talking about this right now, then part of my message would be gone, and I'd rather not do that. moving along. Then, so then we'll do that. First, we'll sing some songs. Then what'll happen is we will have, you know, we'll have our talk about faith for the new year. Then we'll have a short sports, a little bit of a sports update, including Michigan getting ready for their big game against Georgia on Friday. That very big, very important game. And we'll be discussing that. And so it's going to be a good night tonight. And real quick, before I do the normal announcements, I want to remind you that you can go to your local McDonald's and grab an any size Coca-Cola for the low price of $1. Also, you can go to your local McDonald's to grab a Christmas a holiday pie, if you feel so inclined, and they still have them in stock, which I hope your local McDonald's still has them. A friend of mine was supposed to bake me some Christmas sweets, and she was going to give the leftovers to me, and somehow they didn't end up getting baked for anyone, let alone me. So, sometimes I wish that there was a place that baked all kinds of Christmas-themed cookies, Christmas-themed cheesecakes, Christmas-themed donuts and stuff to the end of the year. I do. I really do. But anyhow, I had teased before about this idea of this better Christmas music catalog. You know, if that was such a thing, there were some songs I had told you about, that a couple of them that I had just heard this year for the first time ever that I had thought would be on there if they had such a thing. And then I was thinking after that, even though I was thinking about what I when I just told you about the cookies thing, what if it was just a better Christmas catalog, period? With good ideas on everything Christmas themed. Because even like where to decorate, when to leave it up until, stuff like that. Anyhow, but price and participation may vary. See store for details. Now, I want to remind you really quick. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about our book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life and how faithful the Lord has been to my mom and to me and my dad, my brother. And God's been so faithful. He's healed me of so many different things over the years. And I'm so grateful to still be alive. I'm so grateful to still be in God, still be serving God. That's a great testimony that I'm still serving God. Some people think, you know, that the greatest testimony can be, you know, they might say, I'm looking for a testimony where someone got freed from alcohol, where someone got freed from drugs, where somebody got freed from, you know, different things like that. But as far as the drug and alcohol and stuff like that thing, and the run away from God thing, I don't have that because I didn't do tobacco or alcohol, cigarettes, nor did I run away from God, like completely run away from God. Now, at one point when I was in high school for a little while, my mouth went a little haywire and for just a little bit, and maybe like little things like that. But all in all, you know, I've stayed with God. For the most part, I stayed with God, and I'm still glad that I did that, that I've stayed with God through the ups and the downs, and I'm just grateful to be saved. I really am. I'm not just saying that. So, go online to Rivers of Miracles to find out information about the book. Again, that is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. The other thing I want to remind you of real quick, our PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com to find out information. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. I want to encourage you, please sow a seed. It's been a blessing into your life. And when you sow a seed, I pray over that seed. And not only do I pray over that seed, I pray over you, and I call you blessed. Because I want to see you blessed. I want to see you flourish. I want to see you flourish. I want you blessed. I care about you. And if you're looking for prayer, I want to pray with you. I really do. I love you. I care about you. I care about you, my listeners. I really do. And you can, when you get on the website, paypal.com, in the search bar, you type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Please keep that in mind. Also keep in mind that the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla are both capitalized. And the verse I want you to sow, as you sow your seed tonight, you're going to sow a seed tonight, I want you to have this verse in mind. Wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Think about that. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That's what Jesus said. I'm gonna do a quick station ID, and then we'll come right back and we'll get into some worship. Sorry about that. Now I'm back, and now I'm going to get into some few songs. You can have my yes, You got me. You can have my yes. And then next, I'm giving you my fear of never knowing whatever's coming next. I know you got me. I'm giving you my yes. You're the light, you're the truth. You're the light that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I leave it all behind. I run into the light. I'm giving you my dreams and my ambitions. I'm giving you my dreams and my ambitions. I'm giving you my yes. Even in the fire, even in the fire, I know you've got me. I'm giving you my yes again. You're the word, you're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. Yeah. You're the lamp, you're the light, you're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. Mm-hmm. Oh, wherever you are. Wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. I'll follow you. Oh, oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. I'll follow you. You're the lamp, you're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. Yeah. You're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. You're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. You give life. You are love. You give light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. We worship you, magnify your name, and all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Oh, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. these bones will sing. Grace, are you Lord? It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise, it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise, it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that your hand is on us. It's great to serve you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're going before us. You're hemming us in. You're helping us as we go through life, we go through the storms of life. But though they may come, and the road ahead might get steep, we lift our hands in faith and belief and remind ourselves of what you've done, the life we have because of you. Thank you, Lord God, that you're with us. You are Emmanuel. We just got done celebrating your great birthday. Thank you, Lord, that you are, in fact, the God that is with us. And I thank you, Father, for helping us tonight. Thank you, Father, for helping us to open up the new year properly. And to close out the old year properly. And thank you, Lord God, that you will help us with this. Thank you for these listeners tonight. I pray that you meet the needs of every one of these listeners, that you meet every need represented on this program. I don't know everybody who's tuned in. You do. You know what they have need of. You know who needs what. Thank you, Father God, that you meet every one of these needs. You are the miracle worker. Thank you that miracles take place on this program, because this is not called the Miracle Man for nothing. And I want miracles to be a part of this program. Yes, Jesus, I do. And now, Lord, I thank you for, I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come to this program. Most important of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming in to your kingdom as a result of this great program. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's make our Bible confession. We do this because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I can have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a storybook to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Turn with me, please, to the book of Hebrews 11, chapter 1. Amen. Hebrews 11:1. Going to continue. We're going to look at the faith chapter. And I want to encourage you, follow along. Don't just be at home and watch. Be a part. Don't just sit at home and watch. Be a part. Let's look at verse 1 of Hebrews 11. Hallelujah. Now faith is the substance of being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. That's from the NIV. Another version says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This is what the ancients, those who came before us, were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what was seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. Imagine that. You don't even die on earth, taken up into heaven. I don't know about you, but to me, that's pretty cool. Verse 5. God was taken from his life, he did not experience death. God taking him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. Verse 6. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now I like to say, but with faith, it is possible to please God. I don't know if you caught that or not, but you need faith in order to please God. You need to have faith. You have no faith in you, you can't please God. By faith it is, without faith it is impossible to please God, but with God, with faith it is possible to please God. Because anyone who comes to God must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not yet know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs of him with the same promise. for he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All the people were still living by faith when they died. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country that they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, and he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child. They were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer, the firstborn, would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. First two verses of 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So, you see, faith is a substance of things hoped for. Evidence of what you have not seen yet. It's the evidence of things you haven't seen yet. So, what we're talking about tonight is building faith for the new year. This is when you start to think, what is it that I want from God in this new year that will be starting on Saturday, 2022? What is it that I want from it? What do I want God to do? So, you may wonder, you know, what is it that I want him to do? Obviously, for each person, it'll be different. But as you format your list, you know, I want to be, some of it will be, you know, I want to be, maybe it could be something like, I want to be more spiritual. I want to be, you know, better at attending church. Certain things, you know, require discipline. Like, I want to read my Bible more. I want to get better at church attendance. I want to, different things like that take discipline. How about, I want to sow more. I want my tithes to be bigger. That's where you can believe God for, you know, a race. Maybe you're believing God for healing in your body. That can be a good thing you can put down. You know, like, they're just different things. Maybe what you put down is maybe you drink alcohol. Maybe you smoke cigarettes. Maybe you cheat. Maybe you lie. Maybe you do certain things that you shouldn't do as a Christian. And you can ask God to deliver you. And if that's the case, I prefer you don't wait until the new year and you ask God to deliver you right now from those things so that you don't take those things with you into the new year. Because if you got sin in your life that you should get delivered from and you want to get delivered from it, don't wait. Get delivered from those things right now. Ask God to deliver you from those things right now. But when to look at certain things, you know, you got to have faith in order to ask God for what it is you're believing for. And you say, what is faith? We found out tonight, faith is the substance of things we've hoped for, the evidence of what we do not see. Example, by faith I can see in both of my eyes and can hear clearly in my right ear just like I can my left, even though in the natural I'm still believing God for it, for that thing, for it to be manifest. But by faith I still believe it. And I know that through the covenant, that God, I know that Jesus already, that it's already done. It's already done. It's already done. That healing is already done. I'm just believing God for that manifestation. Also, faith is trusting. Faith is trust. Faith is trusting God that God will do what he said he would do in his word. That is trust. Trusting that he will do what he said in his word that he would do. And I don't see that as a hard thing to understand. I don't see that as a hard thing to understand. You do, that's on you. But it's not hard to understand. It's the evidence that it's trusting in God, believing that God will do what he said in his word that he would do. And I'm believing God for things for the show. I'll have speakers come on, people to give their testimonies, different things. And I just know that it's going to happen. And I'm excited to see what God has for 2022 in the Miracle Man show. And I know that God has great things planned. I really believe that. I'm not just saying that. I really enjoy it. Let me rephrase. I really know that God has great things planned for this program. But I have to hang my head here and sit and wish and wish and wish and wish and wish. Nope. Nope. I already know. God's got this. You say, how do you know? Well, I got faith in God. And God said, you have faith. You got to have faith in God. Not faith in all these other things. Faith in all the stuff that's worthless, that doesn't matter, that's not worth anything. No, faith in God. Got to have faith in God. Believing that he will do what he said in his word that he would do. I don't think that's hard. I don't think it's hard. If you do, that's up to you. But not me. I don't think it's hard. But now, how do we get faith? You get faith by hearing. Hearing the word of God. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. You got to activate that faith. Put works to your faith. Yes, name it, claim it. But you got to put works to your faith. Because faith without works is dead being alone. Now, of course, that's better than having no faith and just being in doubt and unbelief. Because let me tell you something. Doubt and unbelief is terrible. It's not good to walk in doubt and unbelief and fear. Multiple times in the Bible, we see where Jesus' disciples, different ones of Jesus' disciples were doubting and were having little faith. And Jesus kept saying, "Oh, you of little faith. Oh, you of little faith." I'm sure those disciples got tired of hearing that. And he would say, "Oh, you of little faith." I doubt that Peter, James, John, Thomas, Barth, as in Bartholomew, and the others, I bet you they got annoyed by it. But over those 2 years, multiple different times, we have accounts where he said that to different ones of them. Or when he told Peter, you know, "Why did you doubt with the walking on water? Why did you doubt me?" So as you are writing down, you start to think about what you are believing for the new year. Because it shouldn't be hard to think of the things that you want to get rid of this year. The things that you're going to write, that I want you to write down on a piece of paper and then shred it. Of course, if you don't go to my church, then you can do it at home. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, Friday night. One of those 4 days. Because if you got stuff you want to get rid of that you don't want being a part of your life, don't just say, "Oh," and then let the clock strike midnight on and go into Saturday and the ball fall, the bell ring, and all that other stuff, and then it just be all, you know, "Thank God it's a new year." Uh-uh. No, gotta do spiritual work. That is writing down a list of things that plagued you this year. You know, junk, stuff you wish that wasn't in your life, you know, different hassles, stress, you know, different things. But just different, you know, and write these things down that you believe in God to get rid of. And then shred that list. And when you shred it, don't just rip a piece of paper. That'll do nothing. Take authority over those things. Curse those things. Stomp on them. Stomp on them. Stomp on them. Till they're like gone. While you're stomping your foot on them, curse. Take authority over it. And then on a different sheet of paper, what you do is you come up with a list of things that you want God to do for you, things you want God to help you with, resolutions, fresh commitment to God. That's where you can write things like, "I want to be a better giver this year, better tither. I want to study your word like never before. I want you to heal me." You know, these different things. "I want to serve more in these areas of church. I want to be promoted in my job. I want, I'm believing for this new house." I'm not saying all these things for me by any means. I'm just giving examples. You know, I want to be able to go to XYZ on a trip. You say, what's XYZ? The only reason why is that XYZ is because, you know, to make it fit you. Like if that's one of the things you want and you want to activate your faith towards it. And throughout the year, pull out that list. Pray over that list as often as you think about it. Put that list somewhere where you'll find it, and you'll pray over that list periodically. Activate your faith on those things and claim those things. Like, thank you, Lord Jesus, that I get promoted. That as I get promoted, I will, the tithe, of course, will be first, and my tithe will be bigger. And I can be more of a blessing to your kingdom. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that I am healed of your word, of healed of the Lord. Your word says I am healed. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I always put you first, you know, that I have the discipline to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I get to go to XYZ this year and you help. You know, and you bless me, and I get to do that. Thank you that I get to, you know, and trust him in that and believe him in that and keep bringing that, those things before him, those things that you're believing for from God. Because the just live by faith. And I want to live by faith. I don't just want to go from one year to the next year and not have written the list of things that I want to get rid of. And then, you know, start making the list of things that you believe in God for in the new year, your resolutions, your commitments. Start making those either before the new year hits or, you know, on the first, on the second, the third, you know, whenever. And believe God for those things. If you go to a church where there's pre-service prayer, take it with you to prayer. Take it with you to prayer. Please. They give you something to pray over, to pray during the prayer time. You know, and then you can just believe him for it, for those certain things. And you say, are you thinking of things, Miracle Man, that you're going to write on your list? Yeah. And I hope that you're going to write some things, some fresh commitments on your list. But on the list of things you're going to shred. I said this last night to tease, and I'm going to tease when I say it again tonight. Don't put me on the list. If you put me on the list, I'm going to find you. And then I'll be like, why did you throw me on the list of things you were getting rid of? I'd be like, don't shred me. Shred this other stuff, but not me. Oh, man. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord God. It's such an honor to serve you. What would we do without you, Jesus? Thank you, Lord God, that you're helping us in life. Thank you, Lord God, that you're helping us to close out this year. Thank you for the areas of this year, throughout this year, where you did help us. And thank you, Lord God, that you'll just continue to bless us. And you'll help us, Lord God, to charge in to this wonderful, to this new year, starting with Saturday, the year 2022. And I thank you, Lord God, for what you have in store for us, for this next year. And I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. You're helping us to build faith, build up that faith, to trust in you. And so that we can have those things that we're believing for in you. And I thank you for that. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. All right. In terms of sports, Lions lost another game to the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday. How did they lose it this time? Oh, it was real close, but then the Lions quarterback threw an interception, which basically sealed it for the Falcons. But in this of note, the Lions were coming back from a bigger deficit, but they were unable to come all the way back from the deficit because of the interception, like I had said. But they lost the game. On Sunday, they will go to Seattle to take on the Seagulls. You calling them the Seagulls, Miracle Man? Yep, I am. Why? Because. Now, Michigan is in Florida, getting ready to take on Georgia on Friday night for the college football playoff. Some people are saying Michigan is the team to beat. Other people are saying Georgia is the team to beat. Do I think that the winner of this game could win the whole thing? Possibly. Possibly. We'll have to wait and see. Now, what's funny about this whole thing is it makes it so that there's a chance that Georgia could play Alabama for the national championship game again. Again. That's crazy to think about. It could be a rematch of the SEC championship game that was in Atlanta on December 4th. Crazy to think about, but whew. Yeah, it's true. And so but hopefully Michigan can get it done against Georgia, and then What do I think about Michigan, Alabama? We'll have to see. If it's Michigan, Cincinnati, I think we can find a way to get it done. I do. I honestly do. And on Monday, hopefully I'll be able to talk about Michigan playing one more game. I really hope so. We'll have to wait and see. Now, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. And if I don't see it until after the new year, Happy New Year. So long, everybody.